I live and breathe for these dogs. Mm-hmm. And literally, we constantly talk about how in the apocalypse, who are we going to eat first?
Why don't you just buy one of those like food prep kits?
I could. This is the real deal. Okay, we've already blown through the food prep.
We're
a year and a half in. Oh, we're barely making it work with two dogs.
Yeah.
This is what makes a successful marriage, is making sure that you're on the same page.
Sure.
We got to eat our pet. Which one are we eating?
Hey, yo, what's up? Shit They Don't Tell You is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. Do you know that?
What's funny about this?
Sorry.
You don't happen to think it's very great that Studio 71 is a partnership. Okay. You think it's a joke.
I think it is. Yes, I don't think it's a joke. No, I'm serious. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Not a joke.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something that's real funny then. That's where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You think that's funny, too?
That's not a joke. Again, that's not a joke. You can actually find all your favorite podcasts. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we really hope you give CastBox a shot.
Because we think it's the best. No, we don't know. We don't know it's the best, but we do think it's the best.
Is that a joke?
No.
Okay, good.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Okay, welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is Steve Green. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Nikki.
Hi, I'm Nikki Limo.
And today, we are joined by a very special guest, one of the funniest people I know. Comedian, actress, co-founder of the Valley Folk, Lee Newton.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I'm so excited to be here.
I freaking love your hair and your makeup and your face. Well, I just like that you're here.
Oh, stop.
We like your whole life.
Tell us about your life
from the beginning, please.
Ooh, I was born in Portland, Oregon. Wow, what are you? I mean, I got a lot. But
is it true that Portland, Oregon has the most food trucks per capita?
I bet, yeah. There's even like areas fully. I was born technically in Grants Pass, but grew up around Portland-ish area and an Oregon area. But then I didn't move to Yosemite when I was like 3.
Oh, wow.
I lived there until I was like 18. Mm. I have had 4 open heart surgeries.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that real?
Right? That's real.
Oh, my God.
That's real.
That's crazy.
Say things about that.
I was born with a congenital heart defect in which my heart is backwards and 2 of the main aorta was fused and 2 of the chambers were missing. There's a lot of diagnoses in it. But then I had multiple open heart surgeries.
Wow.
And, science keeps people alive.
Oh, science is great.
Can I just say, knowing you, I don't think there's anything wrong with your heart.
Oh. Thanks, Steve.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I will never be a doctor.
Actually, I want that on a card. I don't think there's anything wrong with your heart.
I wish all the doctors would say that, right?
I don't think there's anything wrong with your heart.
If only doctors cared more like that.
I mean, I think they would, and then they'd look down and be like, oh, no, never
oh,
mind.
Shit.
So
oh,
sorry.
Shit. No, we got to get her in there,
actually,
guys.
Ventral septal defect, atrial septal defect, pulmonary stenosis.
Wow. So yeah. are you, did they flip it back around?
No,
I don't
it's
know
still
anything.
Backwards.
Okay.
They can't really do that. So still backwards. I'll have to have like tune-up surgeries my whole life.
Wow.
I've been good for a minute, so that's chill. UCLA is cherry.
Yeah.
What a weird drop. Like, UCLA.
Shout out.
Hello.
That's
Dr.
great.
Reardon. Yeah, so they're amazing. I mean, I was lucky and fortunate and all those things in between. But that was, it's also weird because now it does feel like a minor part of my life.
Yeah.
And isn't that like, you're like, would think that'd be a major part of your life, but I forget to tell people that a lot. And they're always like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where's that scar from? And I'm like, oh, I have nothing cool to say either.
No, that's cool,
it's
man.
It's such a surgery scar that I can't be like, I don't know, Knife Fight, Ninja, Kill Bill. Like, I can't do anything awesome with it.
I'm
like,
I gotcha.
It's very surgical.
Yeah. But that's pretty badass to say, like, yo, I got 4 open heart surgeries. What about you?
What about you?
Yeah.
And he was like, dandruff? And you're like,
nothing. I cut my hand on a cat can like a couple years ago, got 3 stitches on my hand.
Now, my husband recently cut his hand and he talked about it like it literally was the end of the world. He was like, I can't my hand.
That's
and I
me.
Was literally just
That's
like,
me. I think I'm dying anytime anything happens. I'm like, no, this one's serious. This one, cuts have never been like this.
I mean, literally, it was that the entire time and I was losing all of my patience with like, oh, my hand.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Sir.
But I've had kidney stones a couple times. That's pretty bad.
Oh, that's huge.
But then, so I always thought like, oh, well, no matter what, if Nikki gets pregnant, I'll be able to say I had kidney stones. And the nurse who like was helping me, she told me that she's given birth to 3 kids without pain. And she said that kidney stones is the worst pain she ever felt. So I thought,
now you have that lording over her head.
I always thought that, right? But then my sister just gave birth last week. Mm-hmm. And while she's giving birth, she had kidney stones. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I can't say anything anymore.
You're done. You're
like during while birthing a baby.
That's a pure hell situation.
Yes, 100%
that
hellscape.
That is a pure hell. Yep. What kind of pain meds is that? Are you just blacked out for the first week of your child's life?
I think they gave her a horse tranq, dude.
They gave her so many meds and she just kept feeling pain through them.
I would literally be like, put me under, I'll meet my child later.
Right, exactly.
Like, put me under, I will, when he's three,
just
we'll
cut it out of
me. The problem is they gave her so much pain meds and they weren't working that they were like, yo, we can't give you any more, like, because of your blood level.
Always give more.
I agree. More. What's the worst that happens? She passes out. She's like, thank God I passed out.
I'll dance the line of death.
Same. Yeah. I'm like, yo, how about you break into the liquor cabinet and give me some vodka then?
Please. Then, like, if it's going to be whiskey or something, again, then you're naming your kid Randall. Like, you're immediately being like, maybe his name is Jessebe. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She's dead now.
Definitely true.
And before she left, she named him Jessebe.
Oh, no. Jessebe.
We'll call him Jess. It'll be
the
fine.
Signature is just all slanted Jessebe. Off the page.
Yeah.
The lines
it pretty much
pulse.
Would be.
Well, speaking of, how do I segue this? Unique things about you that you no longer are like, whoa, that's such a major thing.
Yeah.
Today's topic, I thought we would talk about things that we thought were flaws when we were growing up, or just like that were huge deals in our head that ended up being not so bad things later in life.
I like that.
Things that helped us to our advantage. Because
when we were thinking of this topic, we're like, who do we know that's fundamentally flawed?
Oh, and I love that.
That has risen with their flaws.
Thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Honestly, if it's not the first line in my Wikipedia page, I'll be upset. Fundamentally flawed.
Fundamentally.
Lee Newton.
Yeah.
Lee Newton is fundamentally flawed.
Her heart's backwards. What do you want from her?
Yeah,
what do you want from
me? I didn't even know that. That's just a...
She is fundamentally flawed. Yeah. There
she
it
loves
is.
People backwards.
Uh-huh. I do.
That's nice.
That's cool,
backwards
though.
People. What a weird thing to say. I love backwards people. They're my kind. As I just sip away.
All of your Tinder coffee. Dates are like, I don't understand.
I'm not backwards.
Get out of here, you normal. Here I am again.
Yeah,
I
do you have any flaws like that?
I mean,
from growing up?
Yeah, I think a big part of it was growing up, I was a weird kid.
Yeah.
I was a fully weird kid. I got told that a lot by my peers of like, you're so weird. And I always liked it when they said that. Like, there was a certain part of it as a compliment. Like a certain part of me was always just like, cool bitch. Like, just like, I'm gonna take it and run with it. But of course, like, there's the alternate side of just that it was, you know, I was the weird kid, I think, consistently. I think I was consistently the weird kid. And I was told by so many, even teachers. I remember a teacher that was like, you're weird. And I was like,
wow.
You know, but I was a weird kid. And I think that, I mean, now I realize that, like, that is 100% who I am and what's gotten me through. And then you find, like, in L.A., when I moved to L.A., I found a community of people, of weird weirdos. And I was just like, oh, thank God it was the first time that I could breathe and just be like, okay. And then it was an attribute. Then it was like a 100% a talent in a weird way of being, doing weird voices, saying weird things. But growing up in specifically, like, junior high school, that was a really tough time of just being friggin' weirdo.
Yeah.
You know? And then always, I mean, just the weirdest, you know, like any dress up day, I was always full bore. And like everyone else was like, we wore hats. And
were
I was
you like class clowny weird or like?
Yeah, I was certainly class clowny weird.
Not the quiet one, obviously.
No, I wasn't like a, you know, live journal. Right. I wasn't like just writing and then he sent him. You know, like, no, I was fully the absolute weirdo doing insane things like dressing up as Napoleon on that Napoleon day and everyone else wore hats and I went full born.
That's great.
A full outfit.
Love it.
You know? But I was consistent with that. The one positive thing I will say is that my parents always really, really, really like push the weird. Like they're always like, yeah, let's get you a Napoleon hat. And let's like they were so supportive of my weirdness. And to a point where I'm like, why didn't you stop me? I know they're trying to be supportive, but at the same time, I'm like, you could have chimed in.
At my school for Halloween, I found out that they didn't have a rule about costume size. Because one kid one year came in as like a really big Ninja Turtle. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, Jesus, that's big, buddy.
It's too big.
And I was asking, I was like, is there any rules about like the size of costumes? And they're like, no. And so I always had this dream that I was going to build like a 40 foot long by 15 feet high Titanic. And I was just going to be the fucking Titanic.
Yes.
And just wheel that thing down the school.
You couldn't go to any classes.
But I couldn't afford it. I was like at the Home Depot and they're like, it was like going to be $600 or some shit. But I wanted to do it
so
bad.
This is what it is. The rich get richer. This is the problem.
There you go.
They afforded so
been
many.
Great.
You would have been a phenomenal Titanic.
Thank you.
You would have been the best troll if you had more money.
I know. I really would have been.
Isn't
That's
that the
always
truth?
Been the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that if I had more money, I'd just throw it away on trolling. I would 100%.
Who wouldn't do? I would buy a Super Bowl commercial and just like fucking eat chicken nuggets or something.
I want a park bench ad so many places.
Yes.
I just want of me just hanging out.
Me too.
Just like Lee.
I've wanted chicken nuggets so long.
Like, who is this girl?
I've wanted so long to do a food truck where we say like, don't worry, like this is really good. Like quality, high quality, family raised, responsibly raised dog meat. Like responsibly
just like
raised,
fully being like, don't worry,
like a family,
like cage free,
sustainable,
yeah, sustainable,
100% family loved and raised border collies, golden retrievers, and like I just want to see how hard LA will melt down about it.
Oh, they will be destroyed.
It'll be so fun.
They will be fully destroyed.
That's the shit that I want to do. With
no, them. I get it.
But it's like chicken or something.
It's not really dog meat.
But you're actually selling meat.
It's fox meat. It's real fox
meat. I'm a man of integrity. I'm only going to do Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine then.
I feel like Cocker Spaniel would be gamey.
Yeah, I think it would be. I wouldn't want to eat
that. I wouldn't want to
eat
What's
like a black
the best
lab.
Dog you think would be good to eat?
I think you got
to
go high fat content. You got to get like Rottweiler, Mastiff kind of a situation.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about the Rottweilers anyway.
You're good.
Pit bulls.
Never.
See, they're too. They're strong. That's gonna be some. That's a lean meat. Those are beefy.
That's true.
A little fatty, a little chunkier. You know.
But I would never have to worry about this because that's not what my bit would be.
Corgis would be. Well, they're all fluff. You don't think they have?
Really?
Look, this is a weird thing that me and my husband do often say. We have two dogs that we love probably more than we'll ever love our children.
I think I see more pictures of them than you two.
I live and breathe for these dogs. Mm-hmm. Their name is Frankenstein and Weasel. And. Literally, we constantly talk about how in the apocalypse, who are we going to eat first?
We talk about that with our cats,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we do. We do.
But
definitely
we realized,
Joe,
meanwhile, I mean, Weasel's, he's so scrawny that I'm like, you're just sucking like stuff off of bones. Like, it's not worth it. And also, he's a little bit of a defender. Frank is super sweet. She's an angel. But she's a chunky little chug, baby. So she's going to go first.
Gotta
like,
go.
We're going to have to just, it's a breast meat. And haunches.
But can
not
I ask,
haunches.
Why don't you just buy one of those like food prep kits?
I could.
Instead of like preparing to eat your dog and like psyching yourself up for the moment.
No,
my bad, my
this
bad.
This is the real deal.
Okay,
this,
I
we've
see.
Already blown through the food prep.
Oh, I
We're
see.
A year and a half in.
Oh,
We're barely
it.
Making it work with two dogs.
Yeah.
They get rations of a cup of rice.
Right.
We're low.
And
I get
also,
it.
I think that this is what makes a successful marriage, is making sure that you're on the same page.
Gotta the same page.
We got to eat our pet. Which one are we eating?
What are we
eat Joe, easily. It's an easy call.
Is it an easy call for you? Yeah,
easy
it was
call.
An easy call for us. Frankenstein is so sweet, but I really think she'd get us in trouble. You know, like the Quiet Place thing? She'd be the asshole. They'd be like, and you'd be like,
It's like, can't you hear the mutant bicycle riders upstairs?
Figure it out.
Like, we don't want to get
Meanwhile,
fucking killed by these guys.
Meanwhile, we muzzle Weasel, and he's just like a baby in a knapsack that you just take around with you. He doesn't give a crap. As long as he's there, he's just like, all right, here we go.
I just saw this Nicolas Cage movie called...
Mandy.
Yeah. And there were mutant bike riders. Mutant motorcycle
so
riders.
Good.
Like, a mutant bike gang.
Yeah.
And that immediately made me think of the end of times of the
apocalypse.
Like,
who are we going to eat?
Yeah,
also, here's the
shit.
Bigger thing. And this is the truth. We've had this conversation. I would want us to eat him instead of someone else.
Right.
Oh,
like,
for
really
sure.
Think about it. Like, if you have some mutant bike game come
and they're like,
I'll eat your dog, and be like, no, at least I know that I did it first instead of seeing
him
ripped
apart.
But if the mutant bike gang is there, I would chuck Franklin at them to get away.
No, Nikki, to get away. Absolutely
Nikki, this is important. Look,
not.
Distractions are key.
We're fighting.
If
no,
we
distractions already
ate Joe,
are key.
And yeah, we have to distract
them. Distractions are key.
Game.
Like, I always feel like I might be the person that is the distraction. Like, I feel like, because I'm just slow. Like, there's just no way around it. I'm so slow. It's just going to happen.
Here's
like,
the
I know
thing.
That it's going to be, I'll be magnanimous. It'll be so cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's because I know that I can't outrun anything.
No.
But that's why I'm
that
just going to kill myself. Because, like, I don't.
Go down in glory, Nikki.
I don't. No, I don't want to deal deal with it though, because it gives me too much anxiety, and I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to make deal it.
This
about
is the Walking
survival.
Dead scenario.
That mentality. Nikki's gonna make it. Some fight or flight thing's gonna kick no. in. Nikki, she's gonna make, and she's gonna be very uncomfortable making it.
And be like, ah, oh, why? God,
or she's
so
gonna turn into like a badass Lara Croft, and
look,
like she's
I
gonna
wish.
Like tear off her pants and use it as a bandana.
She won't.
I would love.
I wish to God. I really do.
Sweet. Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know, when it comes to really difficult circumstances,
yeah.
Nikki turns
I
into a puddle every time.
I melt into the floor, and I
yeah.
tell him, "I'm trying. Leave me alone. I'm
yeah,
melting into the floor."
That's yeah. He's a full-on just panic attack.
Let me melt into the floor.
See,
I know. I get that, but he's like 6'2". He would be so useful in
he
a,
would be.
He's so tall, and he's surprisingly
but
strong.
But he's not 6'2" in here.
No.
There
God,
you go. She's
no.
pointing to her heart, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, she's
mine is the
heart.
Right way.
She's not 6'2". He's not 6'2" in his butt.
See.
Yeah,
it's
important.
And that's where it counts.
That's where it counts, everyone. Yeah.
So I'm watching Mandy.
Good.
Fucking, okay, so I can't tell if it's going to be a good movie or not because Nicolas Cage, well, he starts caging out. Like,
he cages
I was waiting,
up pretty,
though.
I heard he cages up pretty
well,
good.
I was waiting because I was disappointed because in the first, like, 35 minutes, he didn't cage out at all. But then something spoilery happens, and then he like, gets fucked up by the bike gang, right? And then he breaks into it back into his own house. He raids a liquor cabinet and
spoilers.
He starts crying and screaming in between sips, like huge chugs of vodka sipping.
Yes.
And he's going like, and then he's sipping and he's going like, and then he starts going like.
Also,
and then he's
how many,
more.
You know, 18 to 22 takes.
I was just thinking
that.
Yeah. I was thinking that. About being the editor during that.
Oh, and
he's like,
I
do
saw,
we use this angle or do we use the angle where he drooled on himself? Wait,
and
which
is the drooling
angle?
Consistent?
Yeah,
is it?
It's so hard.
And then I saw a Hollywood Reporter interview with him where he's breaking down all of his characters and he breaks down Mandy. And he's like, well, there's a point in the film where I have to really rage out because I'm drinking skull juice. And at that point, I knew I really was going to get into the character. And the only way for me to do it was for me to just really go ape shit and just go for it, man. Just go for it, man. And then he said that the director was asking if he's using cocaine on set because when he was on
he was so intense
so intense that they were like, yo, is that cocaine? And he was like, yeah, it's coke. He's like, it wasn't coke. He's like, I was actually completely clean the whole time, which makes me very suspect. But he's like,
yeah.
But then he said that he started screaming that it was coke, and then everyone on the crew got really worried, and then they're like, okay, just roll.
That's when they got worried. It wasn't
exactly.
When they were like, hey, Nicolas Cage is attached. It wasn't
no.
Then because that would have been for me. It's like Nicolas Cage is attached. Oh man,
he's my hero.
And
man,
he just continuously is like skull just Shia LaBeouf is mine.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I get it.
That's a good
one.
I
think we'd be friends. I've said this before.
So.
I'll say it again. I think we'd be really close.
I think so.
I think he's a lot deeper than we all think he is, and I think that I would love.
Well,
the
he's
mania.
Got that like wistful road
artist.
Trip vibe.
Yeah.
That I think you have.
Oh.
Yeah.
So sweet.
So I think you could be friends for sure.
I think we could be friends.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it'd be stinky friends, but we'd
True.
Be friends.
Yeah, that's what I heard about him.
Stinky friends.
Yeah, he
can't not be stinky
bathe,
and
right?
be Shia LaBeouf. No.
Look at that hair.
Look at
he's
that
definitely
hair.
Stinky.
He's a stinky boy. And that's
I love
okay.
that bit,
yeah,
though,
okay.
where he watches his own movies and shit.
I mean,
it's
beautiful.
Great.
It's also some performance artist shit, man.
Yeah.
It's
it
real
is.
Deal. Well, you're like, ooh. Because I wouldn't ever do that. If
yeah.
someone sat me, could you imagine if someone, what kind of a
through the
absolute
videos.
Pandemonium that would be,
mm-mm.
is if someone sat you down and was like, watch everything you've ever made.
Mm-mm.
Okay, can I try to sell you on this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, okay, so you know that feeling of cringe that you have where it's like, it's just so all-encompassing that
yeah.
you just want to fucking squirm all
yes.
the way down in your chair?
Yeah.
So imagine that for a 24-hour period where you're sitting there in a crowded theater and everyone in the theater thinks that you're there because you want to watch yourself for 24 hours. That's why I think I could stick the landing.
You do think you could?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. would you, here's the question. Would you be performing for that audience?
You definitely would, right?
You'd have
but
to
you
in a weird way.
But you can't show that you're in on the joke.
I guess.
That's an important part of it.
So then you are still performing. The
you
whole
are.
Idea is, what would it be like if it actually affected you? Because I would just crawl.
But
I
there's
crawl.
Layers to it that I think I could make it work. Because if I, like, after every video, turn to the audience and I was like, and I'm like, ah.
You don't get a punchline. What if you don't get a punchline?
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
true.
Steve, why don't you
okay,
bring it back to, like, something that was a flaw in your childhood that made
oh,
you feel
yeah.
this way now?
Sorry.
Well,
this does
I mean,
happen.
Yeah,
you know.
Me
freaking
lot.
Nicolas Cage tangents.
You
fucking stick to the
fine.
Topic.
You
want to
force an angle? That's
talking
fine.
Talking about sticking a landing.
Fuck.
No, I mean, my flaw was always... I guess that I always wanted to be like a comedian and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I never knew what my angle was.
Mm.
Like I never knew what my thing was I did impressions for a long time. Like I did a bunch of different, I don't know, like
this is your flaw. This is just life shit of figuring shit out.
But doing I'm other people's about, shtick like, and doing impressions, I think I was very hacky back then, like in my own view. So
you were just doing what you thought people would think was funny.
Yes, rather than my own thing, which I didn't find.
Okay, but what made you want to be a comedian? I feel like those are the things that actually drive you, being one of the many kids
in a family and everyone vying for attention. I think that was...
Yeah, those trauma moments in life. It's like, trauma plus time equals comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100%. You're like, oh yeah, those trauma moments, like fully 100%. I was in a hospital bed and the girl next to me was whining and bitching the whole time. I mean, sure, she was also in a hospital bed, so whatever. bitch. She was just complaining the whole time and I watched the nurses just disregard her. Like I watched them just go like, oh, like, okay, got it. So I would just start making jokes. I started joking immediately and got what I wanted. Like I would get what I wanted from the nurses. And that was like such a moment of like, oh, this is so much easier.
That's like what
to
you
just
want to
do this and to live in this and be this weirdo kid. You know,
gotcha. Yeah. So you were young.
I was young. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was really young. I was super young.
I was always a weirdo too, and it was fine. Like I was like you, where I take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Until I realized that actually nobody wanted to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Like actually, I was weird enough that nobody wanted to be my friend.
And you judge Nikki right now, you should see there's a picture of her in high school right now that you can Google. Because I used to, when Nikki used to say this shit to me, I used to be like, yeah, you're probably a really weird kid. Yeah. They're fucking the captain of the football team in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to really, because I didn't know you back then.
Right.
I used to think that there's fucking way she could be a weird kid.
And then you saw a picture and she was
yes. And I was like, oh, no, she's like metamorphosized.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so I was pigeon-toed all growing up. So I like walked with like my butt sticking out and stuff.
Baby.
And like did not know anything was wrong with me. Totally thought I was like super fine. And
super fine.
Super fine. Everything's cool. And then like kids would make fun of the way that I walked. And then like I would.
Kids are assholes.
The only way I got people to like me or like it seemed like they liked me in the moment was if I made a joke about myself and they would laugh. And like then I'd be like, oh, I'm part of it instead of like I'm outside of it. Right. But then I'd go home alone. I was a latchkey kid. And I'd just be alone and
wait,
I wouldn't.
What's a latchkey kid?
It's like when both your parents work, so you basically literally are just like, you have keys to the place,
got
you
it.
Go
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you just go home.
You're just, no
you're
one's
just
there.
There.
Oh, yeah. So a latchkey kid.
Also, my mom didn't want anything to happen, so I wasn't allowed to have anyone over. Not that I had anyone to come over anyway,
but still, it would have been nice if you had some friends to tag into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's like, a cool thing. You got an empty house to go to. That would
totally.
Immediately like bump you up in
yeah,
status.
If you
that's
were like
cool.
the friend
no, so
that was
there was this popular girl at school, and she hated me, and she was like, If anyone's her friend, you're not invited to my parties. And she threw
pretty
the
mean.
Best parties.
Can I ask, Nikki, how is that twat doing now?
Yeah, true.
Sorry
we should
look
if
her
I couldn't
up on
drop
Facebook.
A twat. You have to, because, I mean, it is so beautiful now, because I have friends now that are like, hey, how are you? And you're like, burn in hell.
Yeah.
You horrible, horrible person.
This memory
Absolutely.
Is forever.
Burn in hell. Congratulations
Absolutely.
On your air conditioning job.
Yeah.
Like, go away.
By the way, some really great air conditioning repair
Honestly,
people out there.
Really,
some of the best people
out
there.
Some of the best
people.
Air conditioning. But it's one of those things where I'm like, you.
Mm-hmm.
You're horrible. You're a horrible person. They always have kids, too, and that makes me so sad. Because
long
that means
memory.
Cyclical.
yeah.
But it is. It's check it out. You got to look her up now, because I promise you.
She probably is burning in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't looked her up? You're not as spiteful
no.
as I hoped you
I
were.
Mean,
I'm disappointed.
Well, I've looked
that wasn't
up,
in your vows.
I
yeah,
think,
right. Exactly.
You know, I've looked
I'm
up,
a very revenge-minded
person. I've looked
up
people in like in my immediate past that actually still affected
that are still
me.
In your,
you know,
oh,
that
I
are
see.
Still like.
Sure.
But after I've let something go, like, oh, I know I'm doing way better than that person. I don't look them up anymore.
That's
just
smart. That's actually
off the
really
planet.
Healthy, Nikki. That's really healthy.
Thank you.
I continue to stalk them in their entire lives.
I love it.
And I.
So
like
petty.
If I have to create
Can I just say
an
that
entirely
that's so petty
different...
and so great.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
I am so petty.
Me too.
I'd say high school and beyond, I would do that. But elementary school, not so much. No.
But it
so
is the weirdest. More. They are the nastiest then, too.
Yeah.
They're just the I was lucky enough that I did have a little group of friends that were also weirdos and wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was a really nice thing to have. And even now, I still talk to them on the reg. And it's really nice. And they're all weird and adults.
Good.
And like successful.
That's how my high school group was. Like there's like just like three of us.
Weird. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. It was just like a little core group of people and you're all just, oh, you're still weird.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Good. Yay.
Don't
but Nikki also went to high school with Katy Perry. So I kind of wish that Katy Perry was one of her bullies so that when Nikki looks her up, it's like, ah, fuck. Yeah, every single day she's killing it. It's like, well, her new album didn't do that good.
Yeah. What was it, Catherine?
It was Katie Hudson back
Catherine
then.
Catherine Hudson, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, well, Catherine Hudson's not doing too good, is she?
Is
yeah,
she?
Her new album really undersold.
Nope. Yeah, congratulations on your breakup with Orlando Bloom. Will you ever find love? No one knows.
Probably not.
See, that's what I
you're
would like.
Too selfish, and also you're not coming off funny on American Idol, just an FYI. Oh, you're coming off rude, is what you're coming off.
Are you
Katy
a fan?
Perry.
Do you watch the show still?
I watch it every now and then, and every time I do, I'm always like, someone has to tell Katy that she needs to be nicer.
Yeah.
Because she's coming up, I think she's trying to be a funny girl, and so I was like, oh, well, she almost did it better than I did. And you're like, that sounds rude. Sounds
yeah.
rude.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch it. Watch
it. She thinks it's kind of cute and funny.
Tone check. Yeah. And also because other people have probably laughed at her, and so she's like, I can do
this. I can be funny.
And also people tell me I should do stand up all the time. And you're like,
oof. Oh, God, I love those people.
Brr.
I used to watch. American Idol. I was called Idol because we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch it just for the first couple weeks
those
when they do the
treasures.
Reject rounds.
Those are the treasures.
The best
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
The best shit. Because I just live for that, like I said, that cringy moment, that warm blanket of cringe
you're
shit.
Like,
man.
But you know, you know what made it less fun for me is that I found out they filter those people out first. Like they find people that are bad at singing
yes.
during the
yes.
auditions and then they bring them in because yep. by the time we see them, that's like round five.
Yeah.
Like that's not even like the first
but
round.
But isn't that the sad? That's even more sad. Is because they're like, I'm going to keep singing. And you're like, don't do it. But it's like, well, in all fairness, they've gone through five rounds of American Idol.
Yeah.
So
you made them feel
somehow.
Like
they did, though. That's yeah. what's so that's what's yeah. kind of good about it. But also, it's pretty weird that they do it.
It like is
that.
My favorite to watch. The I do like those. That's the only thing that's sad about The Voice is that you're like, oh, all of them are great?
Yeah, yeah. Right. No, thank
cool.
you.
Which one's greater?
You're right.
Okay, cool. Well,
where's the people who think they're great? Where are
yeah.
they? I want to hear
like
them
that.
Sing, please.
I really would like that.
Yeah.
It's just like,
there should be just the show of the people that think they're great.
Oh.
Just the biggest.
It's actually like, that's a prank show. It's literally just like, it's all, and they're all.
But I feel so, like.
And we do 6 weeks of this.
There's
America's
six
Best
to eight.
Bad Singer's
yes.
good.
A lot
we
of
do
them
six
are
to
so
eight
delusional
weeks.
And not self-aware that they, like, it doesn't actually matter. Like, you could be like, pranked you. They're like, what do you mean? I'm
like,
really
I'm amazing.
Awesome.
Did
like,
I win this prank great. Show or not?
No, that's like Windy City Heat.
When do I record my album?
You ever see Windy City Heat?
No.
So it's a whole movie where they got a guy who's a really bad actor and they built the whole movie around him
yes.
and made him think that he was starring in this movie and they just film him sucking ass at acting.
Oh,
like,
I love
it. For
it's
a full
like
movie.
The Room, but not.
Yes.
Or yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes,
God,
so I want to do a newer version of that because there's this guy that I know that I'll tell you about off air. But he's one time he sent me 100 headshots of himself.
For you just to spread around?
It was
around?
Like 95 megabytes of
that's
photos.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, and he sent it to in a big like mass email to everybody that I know. And it was like, hey, I'm just looking for 5 good ones, so please let me know. And he sent us 95 headshots. It's like, dude.
What am I going to scroll through
who's
this?
Who's going to sit here and do this and be like,
option
yo,
a
fucking.
Option A or option B. And most of the time, I'm going to do a bit on your Facebook post.
Always. Well, plus yep. all of them were really bad. And it was funny because he was like dressed as like a fireman for some
God,
reason.
I love
for a
lot
of them.
I love
like,
those
not,
are my
not even good
God.
Headshots. Like he had his armpit for like most of them. Like
no,
it was just
no,
armpit. It was like.
Cool.
Okay. So here's what I want to do. You build a movie, you get a movie,
mm-hmm.
and you have him audition for it.
Yes.
And you have really good actors all audition for the same role. And the role is a really great role, right? Like it's
yeah.
a really well-written role and all the shit. Okay, so you let all these actors audition for this role. They're all good actors. But then you let them know that they did not get the role. This other guy got the
yeah.
role, really bad actor guy got the role. But the good news is that you're still going to be in the movie as supporting cast for
so
the main guy.
So they can see him just turd it up fully.
Right. So then
yeah.
they already have a disdain for him because
yeah.
he beat them out in the process. But then while we film the movie, we film behind the scenes of them all hating his
yeah.
motherfucking
this
ass.
This is really beautiful.
And he thinks that he's so fucking good.
This
right?
is really, you know what this is? This is a Christopher Guest movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you
it
have to do
is,
with
yeah.
it. That's
it
what
is.
You're going to have to do
but
interviews.
But not scripted.
But not scripted, but that's what it's going to
yes,
have to be
exactly.
is that interviews situation and just.
And it's just him being like, man, it's going so good. Like I'm so
yeah.
good.
And then you just completely building him up and
yes.
being like crushing it
yes.
as per usual.
Like it's like today,
it's okay if you can't cry, we'll spray you down.
No, but it's like, yo, dude, we need you to cry for the scene. And then it's like, hey, man, this one's for the Oscar, bro. and shit like that. And then seeing how he does it.
We're getting Oscar buzz already.
Exactly.
We're getting it already.
And seeing how he does it. Because this is a guy who sent me 95 headshots. So this is a guy who already thinks he's fucking really good.
Yeah, like literally, though.
So playing into his delusion.
Like actually 95.
That's what I want to do.
I love it.
Thank you.
And I really think you should do it.
Thank you.
And you should hire a bunch of other people around him and just see how it pans
out. That's my plan.
Because that does happen on set when you're always like,
yes.
How come turd sack can't get his lines down? Like, that is a huge frustration.
Or how did this guy get the role?
How did this guy get the role? Period.
Like, he's not even like a Nicolas Cage or whatever, yeah. Where you're like, at least I know why, because
influencer.
They do the math where it's like, oh shit.
It's always influencer.
That's
it's
true.
Always influencer. And they're like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Do you ever get called into auditions like as an influencer first? Like, this started happening recently where it's like, oh, I got this audition because of that. So then they don't lead with acting, they lead with numbers. And I'm like, No, but I'm not focusing on
I've gotten the ladder where they literally like get you up to the rung and then they're like, what are your numbers? And you're like,
yeah.
Does it matter? Do I look like the lead? Like, we're
right.
Playing for the role of sister. That happened and I did a CBS and it was like me and the girl that got it. It's gotten to that point in my career where literally if it's between me and someone else, I just congratulate them.
You're like, you have
I'm
no idea,
like,
what a lucky charm,
honestly,
this is.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Wow.
You're gonna get this, I promise you.
Wow.
I love this sketch idea.
I'm just like, it's consistent. It is truly consistent where you're like, congratulations, Harry Grainer. You're gonna get it. I can feel it in my bones.
God.
I've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, but I mean, it's definitely one of those things that it's absolutely happened at the end where they're like, also, just as a curious, what are your social media numbers like? And you're like, will that ever matter, CBS?
Yeah, but it does
ever
to them.
Go,
you know,
that's what they're saying.
But they're trying to make it matter now. But, you know, back like 10 years ago when I was auditioning, they were like, don't tell anyone you're on YouTube.
Yes.
Like, don't.
That was an immediate.
It's
embarrassing. Now they're like, lead with it.
Yeah.
Like,
and
but
I'm like,
I don't want to do that.
No.
And also, should it matter, period?
No.
Like, at all? And then you want it to use to your advantage. And they're like, no, don't mention it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, but this is what I can provide them a built-in audience with. No, okay, cool.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, right. Give it to again. Fine.
But then, and then you always hear the same thing where it's like, you know, with you guys, with your numbers, if only 1% of your audience, blankety blank,
blankety blank, 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 blank,
and it's like, yeah, well, they don't. So fuck.
Sure.
You.
Okay. Great. Moving on.
And on that note, we're about to hit an ad
the
break.
The flaws. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So
are we?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
We just want to give a shout out today to our sponsors, Vistaprint. We've actually personally used Vistaprint many times. I've used them for business cards, also our wedding invitations, which turned out phenomenal. I kind of have control issues, maybe some might say. I don't know. I don't say that, but I like to be in control of things.
I would say that. I would say that.
You would say that?
I would say that on the record. Are we on the record?
Yeah, we are.
I would say that.
Anyone also have a bad day? I didn't know you wanted to have a bad day.
No, I would also like to say that as someone who didn't have much to do with our wedding, I can tell you that Vistaprint's invitations look pretty tight. And I compared them to all the other places that Nikki was looking at. And I can tell you that Vistaprint was the best one.
Well, it was the best one and it was for a fraction of the price. I got to fully customize our wedding invitations. And let me tell you, they were just better than any other invitations that anyone could have dreamt up.
I dreamt of an invitation involving my favorite Star Wars character. Have you ever heard of Jabba the Hutt?
No.
Well, he's my favorite Star Wars character, and I was thinking about having it would be Jabba the Hutt holding you and I, like he's holding Salacious Crumb, who's a very famous character as well in Star Wars, and he would be like almost eating us, but he's like, hey, come to our wedding. Mm-hmm. And I think I could have done that with Vistaprint.
Probably. It's very customizable.
And it's customizable enough for specialty characters and for different characters, which I think is really wonderful.
Yeah, so you can upload your own design if you have like maybe a picture of Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars.
And maybe you have a picture of Jabba the Hutt and that he's skinny.
Why? Why would you have that picture?
Well, that would be custom.
That would be so stupid.
That would be very custom. Well, maybe Jabba the Hutt got on, you know, he decided to walk around the desert a little bit more than he usually does, and it's a custom photo.
You could upload your own design, or you could start with one of their professionally designed options. Always a great start. Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from. So if you're like, I don't know what I want to do, well, they got
you. So maybe you look at a blank canvas and you think, Oh my God. Right? Vistaprint. That's what you need.
Right. Or if you have your own image, you could also upload that too. But you could put your own, you could put your captions, you could put your own text, you could put whatever you want on there. If you have a business, you need business cards, you have a wedding, you need wedding invitations, any kind of invitations, they got you covered. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks, which is really nice of them. They have so many designs that are just right for your business. You can upload your logo, your contact information, and you can choose your delivery speed. You can order and receive your cards in as few as 3 days.
Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right. And let me tell you something. That's better satisfaction than you get in a marriage. Am I right, Nikki?
Where are you sleeping tonight?
Yeah, downstairs. I'm going to be sleeping downstairs. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good.
Because of the Vistaprint ad. Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, we have something for you. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99.
Use the code TELLYOU at Vistaprint.com. That's code TELLYOU at Vistaprint.com.
TELLYOU at Vistaprint.com.
Do it.
All right, we're back. You know what? I think the Steve has trouble sticking to the topic because I don't think you thought you had any flaws when you were a kid. I think you
are
had
you out of your mind?
Full confidence as a child.
Thank you. But
Nate, Steve's brother is agreeing with me behind the camera.
No, Nate just likes to razz me. Look, I had like acne like since I was 9, dude. I had nothing but psychological fucking issues. I couldn't even go into a lit room without feeling like shit about myself.
Okay,
that may really be it. That deep. Might be
yeah,
the
I
thing.
Do,
yeah,
I do want to get deep because that.
I just don't I feel, like talking about it.
I know, but
I
the
feel,
whole point is
bad.
Like this is stuff that I wish someone would have told me.
Yeah,
I wish somebody would have told me that it's okay that you're brown. Like,
oh baby,
I grew up in Santa Barbara.
Oh yeah, you
very
grew
white,
up white,
right? And yeah. Then my mom is white and blonde. And everyone on TV that was the lead actor was white and blonde. Mm-hmm. And all the Disney princesses
until
Jasmine.
And then when they
Jasmine,
weren't, I'm sure, I have friends that say this all the time, which is like, well, then I, when it wasn't, it was like, cool, the house cleaner. Or like
exactly.
Something insane where
or
she was
the
just
villain.
Like, yes, always, the bitch, yeah. Always. Yeah.
And so I really thought, like, I couldn't be an actress. That was one thing I thought. I always wanted to be an actor. And I was like, oh, shit, I can't do it, though, because, like, I'm not white enough.
This is what it is.
And then also, like, if I am going to be that, I'm not pretty at all. Like, I'm pretty ugly. I'll have to play, like, an ugly person. Like, that's just...
Sassy friend.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay with being a sassy friend, but...
If they write them that way. The last breakdown I got was she's smart and funny, but still fuckable.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
Cool.
It's like, don't worry, she's...
Hey, like, she's smart, but she's not, like, unfuckable
yeah,
smart.
Yeah, like, let's make sure...
Jesus good. Christ.
Make sure you're still a 10 out of 10.
Please,
looks
for the
wise.
Love of God, she needs to graduate Yale.
Yeah.
And also, cans galore.
That's
like,
good.
It's like, fuck. It was such a one of those that I was like, I'm not going on this.
I recently put me and my buddy...
I don't want to do it.
We've been going through this with writing scripts now. So we just wrote a line for our new one where it says... she's the hottest piece of ass in the Me Too movement. In the Me Too moment.
Good God!
It's not for real though. It's like for now, you know, as a placeholder because we don't know what to put. We don't know what to put. Where it's like she's really beautiful, and also you
and
know
also,
I don't know how to describe anymore.
She,
it's like,
here's a line: yeah. She's smart but also fuckable. You can have
oh,
that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's really good. I like
that
a lot. Yeah, can I put that?
Yeah, you can
have that. Wait. Who can be smart and
actually? This is why she's such an enigma.
Wow.
Nikki, this is why she's such a treasure, okay?
She's
this
unique.
Is why she's the dream girl.
It doesn't exist.
She's not a manic pixie dream girl anymore.
Because she's smart.
Maybe
that's
what I put.
Bad together. Credit.
Maybe that's what I put. I put she's not just a piece of ass anymore. She's also got a brain. Maybe
that's
right?
That's
something
beautiful.
Like that.
I love
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You can just say she's Charlize Theron. and say it Charlie's. Oh, that's good. Because I don't want to be Charlie's Theron.
She's Charlize Theron.
She's booked.
She is owned. This Theron is owned by Charlie.
Owned by Charlie's, of course, the great steak sandwiches shop, which is also sponsored by the ad. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie's.
Thank you, Charlie's.
Yeah. Really good Philly cheesesteaks.
Charlie's. Yeah, but now, so, it, but like back then, I was like, oh shit, like I wish I was white. I'm not white. And now it's like, oh, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy to be half white, half Filipino, have like some culture.
It's a
you
different,
know,
it is, it's
have
becoming
a different look.
Crazy Rich Asians, bro.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Darren Criss, get it like nominated. He's half Filipino, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
He don't look it. Holy shit. That guy's like as white as my brother.
He does. He does.
You have to
does
look.
He? Darren Criss does?
I think so.
Really?
But see, that's.
I don't know. He looks like a white guy named Alex to me. I don't know.
Alex Criss.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does. His name is Darren. So it's true. Pretty, you know. But I love it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, I do think it's a better world. I hope it's a better world.
Yeah. Yeah.
For
and,
that.
And everything is like embraced, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like so, oh, you're so different or whatever.
It's still a little on the nose about things. Do you feel that a lot?
When
especially with the CBS Diversity Showcase.
Jesus
like whenever
Christ.
It's like, diversity. Okay, but act exactly like your race stereotype.
I did diversity. I am Lakota Sioux Indian. It was pure hell. It
for those of you who
that.
Don't know, the CBS Diversity Showcase is a show that gets put on every year in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And basically, they have diverse people and
race,
they make
racial
them,
diversity.
They make them play all the way into
it's
their quote-unquote
so,
diversity.
It's so into, the, it's like if you're a gay guy, you're going
you
to be so hyperbolic gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're a lesbian, it has to be so lesbian.
Yes.
If
like,
you're
it was
Mexican,
so
you
much.
Have a taco truck.
Yeah, it was to the point where all of us were like, this is
at the
offensive.
Taco truck.
It was
it's
very
like
offensive. It was the entire thing was super, and that's what you see is the cream of the crop. Like,
yeah.
That's the saddest part. And to me, I got really sad about it because I had a ton of friends in it, and I've had probably 50 friends go through the entire thing. Ego was on it. She just got cast in SNL.
Nice.
And literally, like, I've seen so many of these insanely talented people do it, and they're diminished to these things that you're like, that person has the voice. Like, literally, one of the girls, she was diminished to her, like, such a sexuality thing, and it made me so violently angry because she's hot. She's beautiful. But also, she was just in Hamilton because she's like the
talented.
So incredibly talented. There's so many people that you're just
so
like
she's hot and beautiful, but also she's talented.
She has a brain.
How about that?
She has a brain.
Whoa.
How about that?
Go
but
figure.
Also like she could act out of like anyone. She could act like so outrageously well, but everything was like pop her in a sexy dress and make her dance. And I was just like, this is unreal. So much of it was you're diminished down to these things of like, and the weirder thing is that like everyone agrees with it. Everyone's like, yeah, this is weird. This is bad. Supposedly, it's changing. So they just got rid of the director that was really pigeonholing things.
That's
and
smart.
Also, like, really messing things
she
up.
Did
there's
it for
a
30
lot of
years.
Drama behind that. But they got rid of both of the people that directed it.
Okay.
And so that's the positive that
that's
I will
good.
Say is that, like all these people that had complained and been like, hey, this isn't okay. I had so many friends. My friend Sophia was one that she, like, went through, and she's Latina, and she was just like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not.
She's
this
like, I'm
is
a maid
so,
in every sketch.
Yeah. She was. And she
and
literally
she was
like,
I guarantee she was.
She was like, this is so discreet. Nothing has made me feel worse about my race than this.
Yeah.
And you're just like, of
they're
course
like, no,
not.
Diversity.
No,
yay.
Not at all.
Me
and
Nikki,
not even good writing. Like, it can't show off the writers.
No,
the writers were unreal.
The worst.
The funniest sketch, and I'm going to ball it. But one of the funniest sketches I ever saw was these guys wrote pitching movies of the 80s, and we were just high. We were just like kept snorting a bunch of baby powder, which was cocaine, just being, turtles, underground. They're, got a rat coming in. They're trained by a rat. He's a ninja rat. And like, everything was just like, don't feed the little guy after midnight, and just like all these 80s movies that we're pitching
that
you're like, this
that's
is
so
funny. Like, if you think about it, you're like, what was
that
just
what
coke
happened.
That fueled that?
Yep.
Like, and all like, there's so many funny things that never saw the light of day because they weren't pigeonholed into this, like, remember this girl's
so
Latina?
That was the note I got the first time I auditioned for CBS Diversity. Was I just they were like, do characters, so I had these characters,
of course,
they were just people, you know, just regular people.
Yeah.
And they're like, the, you know, I thought were funny and whatever, and nothing. They're like, you need to be more Latina. I'm like, but I'm not even Latina. And they're like, yeah, but you look Latina.
That was her. That's the director. That's where they, so
yes.
What?
They've pulled it away.
Fern.
She's just calling her out.
That's her name.
That is her
name. I got asked to write for it years ago, and I sat in and audited the auditions, and I was like, I can't fucking
do this. I
can't
do that.
This is insane.
I get it. It was, and to be honest, it was one of the most intense, like, things I've ever. And I did Groundlings for a year and a half before that. I did Sunday Company for a year and a half before
nice.
I did that.
Yeah.
And then literally, like, they were like, well, you don't know how intense this is. Like, no, I literally just came from putting on a weekly show every single Sunday. And it was such a weird thing to just be like, absolutely not. Like, I mean, you walked away going like, well, we all survived it. You do have a weird connection with the people that are there. I will say that. Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, I do think it brings a weird amount of like kind of success maybe, but I don't. I think those are people that are workers, period. They're going to work no matter what because they're driven. Like, it's just, you hauled together a bunch of driven people.
Right.
And then you're now taking credit for a bunch of driven people.
So me and Nikki were on a panel a couple years ago at, like, what was it, Playlist or something?
Yeah, Playlist.
Shit? And this guy in the audience was like, because Nikki was talking about acting stuff and how rough it all was. And he was like, hey, he's like, have you guys ever tried the CBS Diversity Showcase? Good and God. We went into a litany about how good fucking racist that show was good and shame on him. Because he was one of the assistant directors of the show or something. He was bragging about it to us. And I was, we were like, that is the most racist show ever conceived or created. But I what's crazy, the craziest thing about it, like what you were saying, though, is that all these people who are doing these racist depictions of their own heritage, they're basically doing it to book a job.
Yes.
Like, because at the end of the, during the actual showcase itself, they invite all the casting directors there. So it's like they're all watching a minstrel show.
It's the truth. They're just trying to get seen. The positive that I will say is that I have a lot of friends that like got work from people that were like, hey, we know that this is this. We don't want that. Like, casting directors were actually kind
of awesome.
Accommodating it a little bit, being that's like, good. Yeah, please don't do that accent.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have that accent. Don't do that accent.
Right.
So it was really nice in that sense to see a little bit of that.
That they're sane people.
Yeah. That they're sane people being like, yeah, why did they make you do that? Also, you're super talented. Yeah. Like, these people that were just not utilized in the way properly. But I think, I hope it'll change. I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Slowly. Yeah.
And I do think now I think there's like moving towards it. It's like, well, now we're seeing more in there. And
definitely seeing more people on TV that look like me. Whereas when I was a kid, I was like, no one on TV looks like me. So I can't, therefore, I cannot be that. I also felt that way about being a girl because I wanted, my idol was Jim Carrey and then Adam Sandler. And then I just wanted to be a comedian. But I was like, oh, there's, I don't know, I've never seen anyone that looks like me doing comedy. So, can't do that.
It's a weird, I felt like there was a gap that happened. I was always like, I was always a chubby girl. Like, I have, like, weight has been a journey my entire life. And it was one of those things where I felt like Carol Burnett, like, she got me. Like, she got me good. And I was like one, I was like, I was a kid. I was seven, like, watching it every day. I'd come home from school. I was a bit of a latchkey kid as well.
Yeah.
Where, like, they were just busy. So I would go to their work and I would just sit in the corner and just watch hours of Carol Burnett. Like, that's just awesome. Watch it, watch it, watch it. And I loved it. And Lucy, and like, it would go, there was
a weird thing where it would go,
I Love Lucy, Carol Burnett, and then another episode of I Love Lucy. And then my mom was done with work. And I would just, it was all I could do. But then there was a gap there where it was like an over-sexualization of women or whatever happened where you go, like, there's a gap of a lack of of funny women, a lack of, like, being weird and goofy for goofy's sake. And, like, and even if you look at it, like, both of those women were pushed so hard into, like, being aesthetically pleasing, you know? But there was, like, a weird, like, 80s gap where you're like, oh, okay, like, I guess I just have to be super hot and do that.
Or the opposite,
Yeah. Yes. Or
you're going to be funny, you better look ugly as fuck.
I've said that so many times where it's like, either drop 30 pounds and be like a romantic comedy lead or gain 50 and be like a sack of sassy one-liners.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
that's all it is.
Well, now you're just a man in the movie, right? Because you gain enough weight where they don't even see you as a woman.
It's
and
a
so therefore,
pure, just like, you're not a sexual being.
Not sexualized
at all. So now you can move the plot ahead.
You can drive, you can drop lines, that we would give to a man.
I get mad because whenever they're like, well, not, but like, it's revolutionary that, like, Rebel Wilson is doing, you know, like, she's doing a rom-com where she's lead and they don't talk about her weight. And I'm like, one, they will 100% mention it. There's no way in hell that it won't be the crux of the
film. Or
they'll
show don't tell it, right? They'll have her get stuck in a shower curtain or some shit because she's too fat to get out of the shower.
Oh, yeah. It'll
something.
Be the whole, like, it'll be like, what a bit, like, he loved that she eats so much.
It'll
be such a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing. A.D. Bryant had a really beautiful thing about it once because someone chastised Amy Schumer for, like, doing the I Feel Pretty. Ada Bryant was like, every single script I've been handed, my weight is at the crux of it. Every single one I've been handed, my weight is a joke. My weight is made, is put into the joke of it. And she was like, this is the first film I've done where I feel like you learn that it's okay to be yourself and you learn that it's okay to accept everything. And I really, like, she said it so much more eloquently than that. But it was such a beautiful thing of, like, yeah, like, good for her calling out and being like, she, like, called out one specifically, and she was like, this was a film where I was sent this and I was the fat wife, and I was like kept every single joke was how I was the fat wife over and over and over again. And I was like really proud of her for just being like, yeah, fuck you. Like,
right.
Yeah. No. But that's like another
But see, that's tough though, right? If you're coming up and you're 80 Brian and say, you know, you're like, I might be out of SNL this year. I got this movie coming out where they want me to be fat wife. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
yes.
These are the decisions that people have had to make
I
over the years.
I love that sketch. I think it was an Amy Schumer sketch actually from the where it was – but it was Tina Fey and like
– Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yeah.
Last Fuckable Day.
The Last
Fuckable
Day. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
The Last Fuckable
Day.
Last Fuckable Day.
The Last Day She's Fuckable. It's such a good one because it literally – you're like, yeah, that's – then it's just like I either have to get old and you have to just like completely desexualize me or I have to do this. It's changing a little bit now.
It is, yeah.
But it is also, it's still at the crux of everything of like, you know, and I'm sure you have too, where it's like you get told by casting people or by other people to just change something.
Right.
Or they're like, be Latina. And you're like, I'm not Latina.
Yeah, I'm not Latina. Well, actually, like all throughout like my early 20s when I was like auditioning a lot, 10 years ago, it was always like, oh, your personality doesn't match your look. Like, you need to act more hot or whatever.
Act
like,
more hot,
you need Nikki? You need to, like, I had to raise my voice like this and, like, talk like this. And, like, I'm fucking
it.
So stupid yeah. because I'm like,
I kind of like that.
Because you want to fuck me. So, like, if you want to fuck me, I got to be dumb, you know? And if I just talk regular,
good God,
I love it.
Not gonna cast.
I love it.
He does love it.
I do. I love it.
But yeah, I remember getting so frustrated because my acting coach would be like, "Just do this for 5 years. You'll get roles, and then like you can do whatever you want."
But you
so
can't.
I was like,
you can't.
Okay.
No. And you can't.
Yeah. No. But not only did I not get to do whatever I want, but then people in real life would start treating me like I'm.
That's the thing. Isn't that
stupid?
The worst? Where you're like, oh,
she's on like a YouTube thing, and everyone's like. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, I've
My
seen your
name
comedy.
Is...
Yeah. It's really good.
I've seen it happen. Like, it's pretty nuts.
Okay, one, you haven't seen my comedy. You've seen things I've been casted in. Secondly, what the fuck is with your tone? Oh, my God.
Watch your tone,
Dad.
Bitch. Come on. Watch it.
Like, whoa, you're
That's,
so different.
It is the truth, though. Like, you get forced to pigeonhole yourself, or you get forced to, like, because there's not
you're
much
not
that happens.
You're not getting typecast.
No, if you're like,
cast.
Hey, guess what? I'm 80 Bryant. I'm not going to play the game. And they're like, okay, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how it's been.
That's a woman that's, like, on SNL. That's a series regular on SNL. Yeah. They're like, we're not playing the game. She's like, okay, we'll find someone that will.
Right.
And you're like, okay. But it is, I think that was a flaw growing up too of like, I was always a chunky, chubby kid. Always, always, always. And it's a battle my whole life. It really has been. It's a self-acceptance thing that I'm just like, I feel like, you know, they always say there's a skinny girl like in that like is waiting to get out. I'm like, no, my fat bitch has been in there forever. Like she is waiting to live and breathe and just like I'm like, skinny girl needs to go away.
Yeah.
She seems like she's high maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am waiting to just be like, cool, I'm gonna fart on this couch and I am gonna get that full size burrito and I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It's such a weird journey that it is like.
Did you get made fun of for that at all?
I definitely got made fun of like for weight.
Really?
For sure.
I would never put you in that category.
I definitely did when I. But that was another thing like you were saying where I just became in on the joke.
Yeah.
Just became in on the joke. Like I would just consistently go in on the joke constantly. But then it put me in that mentality of a while back I was talking to like a friend and we both had this weird like. You know those moments that like happen in your life that you're like, oh shit, this is like synergy and turds.
Yeah.
But we had that moment where I was like, I've been on a diet since I was 13. And she was like, Jeez. Me too. I've been on some sort of a functional diet or felt tremendously guilty about my choices since I was 13. And we both were just like, that has to be different. We have to change.
Yeah.
And it was such a weird moment that both of us clicked on and being like, fuck it.
I got goosebumps.
Like, oh, baby. It's a little chilly in here.
Yeah, it's just cold. It's just cold.
Oh, but it is one of those, like, and even now, like, I've been on, like, certain lifestyle things that I've done. I'm, like, now as an adult woman, I'm doing certain things for, like, adult things. I'm, like, I'm on keto for my PCOS, which is such, like, a weird, insane, like, female thing that I just said.
Well, you're doing the keto diet?
Yeah.
Okay. How is
and
that?
And I'm doing it because I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a really fun thing that affects 1 in 3 women and just means
you
have cysts on your ovaries.
Why do you have
Sounds
so
like
many things?
I'm destroyed.
Like, leave some for someone
Trauma
else.
Trauma plus time equals
Equals comedians.
Yes. That's really it.
So
but, no, that was one of those where I'm trying it.
Yeah.
And it's been a fun thing to like not try and wrap your head around like, this is for this reason that I'm doing it. And
right.
It's fine. It's fine. It's nothing. It's not life changing.
Yeah.
It's fine. I've been off sugar, and that's, if you know me at all as a person, that's a pretty tremendous thing.
That's so hard.
I get really mad when things work positively in my life. I don't know if you guys do this, where you're like super cynical, and yeah. I'm like, oh great, I'm thinking more clearly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's me. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can sleep through the night.
Yeah. Well, because it means like, you can't go back.
I'm such a less interesting person now. I used to have night terrors, and I used to not be able to sleep comfortably.
That's exactly it. Yeah, I used to have something to complain about, and I'm like, no, I feel more refreshed and alive than ever.
Yeah, but that's my superpower. I can bitch about literally anything.
Me too. I'm really good at it. I'm really good at it.
Bring on the diet, dude. I'll fucking find a way.
I'm eating nothing but cheese.
Yeah. Someone recently in a YouTube comment said that I'm too happy now and I'm not funny anymore because I'm too happy. And I'm like, yeah, I fucking know.
I get it, man.
Why am I so happy?
I'm upset about it, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some trauma.
Like, I know the world is dark and I feel dark things, but I'm freaking happy. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm so happy. Sorry. Good.
My marriage is going right. Going really well.
My hair's great. That's exactly it.
I will say my skin is great. Like, I got off the birth control
pill.
Bring
it in. Bring it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that. Give me that negative.
I've never had that hormonal breakout acne, except for when I was actually a teenager, going through all that stuff.
Use it.
Lucky.
Now I'm like, man.
I had that.
Yeah.
I had it when I was a teenager before I went on birth control. I started fucking, and then I got on birth control.
There she is.
And then.
Bragging.
Yeah,
what
and
a
then
weird brag.
My skin cleared up. I was getting fucked, and then I got off birth control last year because I was like, maybe I should prepare my body for a baby since we're married now.
Isn't that the demon?
So
sorry,
weird.
Steve. Not it's
weird.
A full turd. Zach,
yes,
that whole preparing my body for a baby.
I don't like it
because it would be so great if you could just Rochambeau this situation.
Yes.
Like, I'll take this kid, you take that
kid.
I don't
take
think
it.
That that's,
like,
that's a
he
good
would take
idea.
It out of, I would make him
really?
Take it.
No, no,
you don't
no.
think it is?
No,
I've
no,
said
no,
this
no.
to my husband.
No
if
Rochambeau.
My husband could just, for the love of God, give birth, it would be make my life so much
so
easier.
I can't believe it's 2018. We can't grow babies outside
it
of our
really
bodies.
Makes me
he's
upset.
Stronger
that's insane
than
to
me.
But also, I want you to have it. Like, that's what I want.
No, you want me
to
suffer. I know. I get it.
No,
I want you to feel the beauty of
creating
it.
Oh, totally.
And also, I want to be like, cool, one's ripped out of mine. One's ripped out of yours.
Yeah,
oh,
like
we get one each.
Yes.
Did you change your name when you got married?
No.
Okay, so
absolutely
like
not.
I did because I
hell
wanted
yeah.
The family unit.
Good
but
for
I kept
you.
Thank you.
I kept Limo in there, but also green.
Are you hyphenated?
No. I didn't ever want to do that, but I didn't even think I was going to keep my name, but I couldn't let it go when it came to change it. I didn't
it wasn't
know.
Up for discussion.
No.
In mine.
Really?
Not an option.
Newton, you're just like, I fucking love it.
But
it
I wanted
hard.
To make
it
him change his name, but not change it completely. Just take the E off of green, just so we had to go through the same process.
Same process.
Pretty funny.
I did this the same,
fucking
same thing.
It.
Okay, Delman's name is Andrew.
Yeah.
You will never hear me call him. I've never, twice in my entire existence with him, my family, everyone, every one of his friends, no one in his life calls him Andrew.
Yes.
When they do, you're like, you don't know who that is.
Yeah.
It's insane. Everyone calls him Delman. I wanted him to go by Delman Newton, because I think that sounds beautiful.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It
sounds like
real.
Andrew Delman, because no one calls you that. Like, just move on.
Yeah.
Call yourself Delman.
Move the names this
and
way.
Take my last name.
Yeah. Or just having a blank last name is pretty tight, too.
I do like that
just
a lot.
Just Delman, and that's
just
it.
Just Delman.
That's
just
pretty
like
good.
Share. It's exactly.
Yeah.
It's Butte Prince.
Yeah,
come
Prince
on.
My favorite.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice, but no. Loathe us. There it is. The kids could have his last name. I don't care.
I see.
They can have that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But you worked for your Lee Newton.
But
you
I worked
for
Lee Newton. Also, it's such a weird thing because I felt like so much of my life was taken over
that's
by
what
that.
I,
and it doesn't it feel like a weird, like seriously anti-feminist
yes,
stance where
because,
you're just like,
because
remember that you have to mold into this man now.
Right.
Yeah. I especially like when you're at the wedding and then they're like, please welcome Mr. and Mrs. And then they just say my name.
Steven
I love
Green.
That part.
It's so weird.
That's my favorite part.
It is the weirdest thing in the world.
But
though.
I think, you know, back
like,
in the
don't
day.
Don't even look at her, please.
Back
thanks.
In the day when people got married at 18, like you hadn't built your life yet. So it's like, yeah, you could build your whole professional life on that married name. But nowadays, you know, getting married after 10 years of building
yes.
my career
yeah.
on my name, I'm not fucking changing it. To,
no, not at
to,
all.
But you did.
So I did legally.
God bless you.
But,
and God
but on
bless
all
you for
of
it.
My every like screen name, everything is still Nikki
yeah, yeah,
Limo
yeah.
everywhere.
And
actually, and
I agree with that.
My original last name was Limo Snero, and I had chopped it for my stage name. And so now it legally says Limo, which makes it actually easier going
to
the stages.
Go into
yeah,
all those different
things. I find
auditions.
It to be bad luck anyway, because I always see you know, some sitcom actress changes her name to the new guy's last name
oh,
and
it's
it
a
never
curse.
Lasts.
I think it's a curse.
Yeah.
I mean, I still call Rebecca Romijn Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Yeah.
See, same.
We always will.
Yep.
And Pamela Anderson Lee.
Yeah, I
yeah,
still
never
do
works.
It. It's
it
not going to work.
Happen.
It's
Jennifer
just going to.
Jennifer Aniston, whatever the
remember
fuck.
Remember when Haley, what's her name, was trying to do it for that 4 seconds that she was married from Big
oh, yeah.
Bang Theory? She was like, I'm Haley Blobbin Blobbin. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie Pitt.
Yeah, yeah, that, exactly. That lasted. It really is a curse. I think so. It's a curse for sure.
It's
but
bad
also,
luck.
I just was like, it's a funny thing too because he seriously did. Cox Arquette. That's a huge one.
One of the funnier ones.
One of the better ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love any David Arquette jokes. I'm in.
Yeah.
I saw him once.
David Arquette and Nicolas Cage.
I was ice skating.
See what I deal with?
And I saw David Arquette. And because I know of his career, when I saw him, he appeared to be sad. And I imagined that he was just sitting there thinking about his career, even though he probably wasn't.
He probably wasn't. He probably was just sad about everything
else.
Yeah,
yeah. Or he just like had an argument with his wife for all I know. I don't know.
But instead,
or he burned
like,
coffee on his leg or something. But I'm like, he's probably just thinking about his career. It's so lame how
we are. No, I get it. I would be thinking about mine 24/7 if I was also.
I do think about mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened? What is
happening?
Where are we going?
Why am I in this handbasket? Yeah.
Speaking of what's next, the Valley Folk.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we plug that for you.
Oh, please do.
So check out Lee Newton and the very funny cast of the Valley Folk. Good people.
We love it. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
How was that? Because you guys, like, you all were together on SourceFed, and then there was like a, how many years between?
There was
like
a few years in between, yeah. It was, we all left at varying stages throughout the game, but the four of us, like, were always so close and always just
and
like.
You guys click really well. Like,
yeah,
it's
we
good
click
chemistry.
Super well. It's great chemistry. It's also like we genuinely are friends. Like, we genuinely are very good friends. And for, you know, other cast members, it wasn't that we weren't friends. It was just that four was just such a tight, weird little group always.
Yeah.
So when we, you know, Elliot went first, I went second, Joe went that, Steve stayed to the end, kind of. He screeched it, you know.
Down with the shit.
He screeched it. You know, you're like, huh, new class? All right. sure, yeah. But it was very much one of those things. And then we all decided, we were like, you know, we want to work together. Like, if we're going to do this in any capacity, it's going to be with these people that we love so much. And it's been really wonderful and fun. We also realized that we're not business people. So it's a fun, fun game to learn. It really is a fun thing of being like, oh, yeah. We got to do that.
Crazy
yeah.
people running a business.
Yeah, crazy people running a business.
Creative people running a business.
Yeah, so we lose it in that sense a little bit. That we're just like, this takes precedence.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the shooting takes precedence. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Or even like the like tax financial stuff, because we're dealing with that right now, like being a business instead of like, you know,
it's
personal.
Nuts.
And every time a tax lady, bookkeeper lady texts me, I'm like, no.
Please
don't
talk
stop.
To me. I want to do a weird character. Yeah. Please. I have my horns on. Please. Yeah. I'm busy.
I'm playing make-believe.
I'm playing make-believe. Please. I'm a 33-year-old woman. Please. That's exactly what it is. But it's been super fun and super wonderful so far. Like, we've had a full-on blast doing it. And there's something so freeing about being like, we determine.
Yeah.
What goes up? We determine.
There's no man anymore to blame.
There's no man anymore. There's no man to blame. There's also just like no, you know, restrictions. Mm-hmm. And that's so nice for me to just be like, I don't have to fall into any weird thing or any adhere to any narrative.
You don't have to go audition and hope that you're like, your weight looks good on camera that day.
Well, also to know that like, exactly. And also to know that like, I am never going to get cast in what I want to do. That's the pure truth of it.
Yeah.
I will never get cast in what. And even friends that I have that have gone on to SNL that are there talk about what an insane, horrible rat race that is. And so I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like
fun.
The end all be all. So to literally have control and be like, I want to do this week, and so I'm going to.
That's so
is
cool.
kind of a beautiful thing. And so it's been really one of those things that I've learned in the last year of how freeing and beautiful and how wonderful that is. So, sorry I'm happy.
Wow.
See?
Sorry you're happy.
Yeah.
See?
Sorry I'm happy.
These are the
if you guys want that should be your new podcast title. Sorry I'm happy.
That's pretty good. It sounds like a podcast. I swear there's probably 3,000 of them out there.
So like all those things, you know, starting out with acting of like the reasons you weren't getting cast are now the things that like you get to do.
Yeah.
It led to.
It is the positive I will say about the YouTube community because people, I think the world is full of weirdos. And I love it. And so whenever you see someone that attaches to you in some way that you feel so grateful that person like attaches to you as a fan or as a viewer, it's one of those special things that they're like, oh, I am weird too. And you're like, oh, let's be weird together.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful thing about that.
I didn't realize that till YouTube.
No, me neither.
I didn't understand. Vlogging took me a long time to understand because, you know, acting, you're never looking at the camera, you're playing characters, but vlogging, you're just being you. And I'm like, but I'm so boring. Like, why would anyone watch me? And like, I'm so like, blah, and I'm weird and I have these weird tics and whatever. And the more like I let them know about my weird, like the more people were like, Yo, me too.
I think it's just a weird, you know, like that's like, oh, part shit, of the world is, where you're just like, because it's the consistent thing of like, I'm not seeing who I am on TV. I'm not seeing who I am in this. And if I am, it's the scientist that has that banging body. That you're like, not to say that scientists can't have banging bodies, okay? But I'm not trying to shame any banging bodied scientists, all right?
But like, so there's probably a diverse amount of bodies
sweet,
in science.
Sweet butt.
Well, the astronauts do. They got really nice asses.
Ass. Yeah,
see? But no, it's because they have to really train real hard.
Yeah, it's because they're
training.
You remember Gravity, where, like, the movie Gravity and the entire. Main character of that film.
Sandra Bullock's ass.
Yes. Or her jacked ass legs.
Oh, yeah. Really nice. Really nice stuff.
That was some insane stuff. That's the true character.
No CG there, by the way. No CG. A lot of people think it was CG there.
Yeah. That's a 65-year-old woman with those legs.
But you know what I started thinking of?
She's 65.
Yep.
Is when you get into acting, you're like, I don't know. For me, it was like I like knowing how people's minds work and like playing characters, because like you don't, even if you're playing a bad guy, you don't see yourself as a bad guy.
Yeah.
You see yourself
as
like,
yeah.
Right. And so like it's sharing people's stories and sharing like things that other people can relate to. And that's really just all you're doing as a person now. Just you're not playing a character. You're just being yourself like letting other people relate to you.
Yeah. And who could relate more than to the feature film Uptown Girls? I think that
is that
that's
with the late and great
Brittany Murphy?
It is with Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
And unbelievably relatable story. Yes.
And an angel that is Dakota Fanning.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, now I see the light.
Oh, she sees the light.
All right. Well, we are at the end of our podcast.
No.
Yeah.
I just want to say sorry I've tangented so.
Oh, no.
It's a wee.
No, it's a wee.
Wait, she's
Nikki
blaming
tried.
Me?
Yeah, I'm blaming
Why?
You.
Why?
Because you're steering
the
ship.
She tried to conduct.
I tried to reel it back in, and you just
reeled
it right back out.
I'm just sorry.
But it's okay, because we have delightful
we
conversation.
Covered a lot.
Oh, it was so fun.
And as long as we're having fun, that's all that matters, okay, listener people?
Sorry I'm happy.
Yeah, like,
we're having
wait,
fun.
How do I,
sorry,
find, how do I use my flaws? No!
Just remember that they'll ever come back, and they won't be the things that haunt you. They'll be the things that make you.
See?
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
And that's what we'll use the final thought for.
Yeah, that's actually our final thought.
We like to do a
final thought.
Oh, good, okay.
Will you give a final thought?
Yeah, okay, so my final thought is just sorry we're happy.
Yeah, good.
We cut off on a lot of tangents. But those things that you just are just so like, oh, why am I like this? I hate this about me. Eventually, it's going to be useful for you. And I can't tell you in what capacity it'll be useful, but just if you start embracing it, you'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I would say that as well.
I think that if you're having a bad time over there, no matter who you are, you should put in Nicolas Cage's Snake Eyes. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a movie where you're watching Cage at the height of Cage.
I would have gone Face Off, but that's just me.
No, Face Off's great.
I agree with Lee.
Face Off is really nice. But the
because,
stakes...
Because what does that teach you about identity? Like, even if you change your identity completely, you're still you.
Ooh, fuck.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
deep.
Pretty good.
It's really deep.
See, I think Cage in Snake Eyes, he cages out in all the right ways that we've all really come to enjoy.
Yeah.
Also, check out Con Air, too. That's part of my final thought. That's a great Nicolas Cage movie. And it's one of the only Nicolas Cage movies, by the way, fun fact, where he has a beyond shoulder length hair. He actually has like a mid back.
Is that one of the only ones?
Amount of hair.
No.
Yeah. With long hair, yeah.
That's
Google it.
What?
Yeah, look it up.
My husband and I like to mix up Nicolas Cage and Kevin Costner a lot. We like to pretend that Nicolas Cage is Kevin Costner.
Oh, that's fun.
So we're like, well, he's great in Tin Cup and Waterworld. He had long hair in Waterworld.
He did have very long hair. Those are very
Nicolas Cage had really long hair in Waterworld.
You're right.
I think
Waterworld and Con Air is pretty close.
Yeah. That's a fun game.
It is a really fun game.
I feel
game.
Like Steve just bought into your game.
I'm in
It's a really good one. It really is. Because then if you go like actually, you're like, remember when he was in Apollo 13? Most people don't know this. Nicolas Cage, Apollo 13.
Whoa. And you're like, was Kevin Costner even in Apollo 13?
No.
And the answer is no. And that's a fun game. That's a really good game.
It's really good.
Where can they find you, Lee?
You can find me at youtube.com/thevalleyfolk. You can find me on Instagram at Lee Newton. You can find Twitter, The Valley Folk. You can find Twitter at Lee Newton Says.
There you
got
have
a
it.
A lot. Sorry,
wow.
It's easy branding.
Really easy branding.
Yeah.
The Valley Folk, Google it. You're good.
The Valley Folk, Lee Newton Says, and Lee Newton.
And Lee Newton
doesn't get easier than
just
that.
Just
Google Lee Newton, no.
You'll
find
all
of
find
it.
You'll
find
it
all.
Yeah. You'll find it all.
You've been a delightful guest. Thank you so much
for
being
thanks
here.
Thanks for being here. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Yeah. Please rate the podcast and share it with all your friends.
And also, if you have a topic you want us to talk about, podcast@nikki.limo. Email me.
Ooh, do it.
And please
do
give us a good review because it really helps. Thanks. Bye.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Bye.
Bye.
And in the comments down below, write your Nicolas Cage favorite movie. Okay, bye.
Ooh.
Dang. Ooh.
A call to action.
Wow. It's important.
Yours, Lee?
my favorite Nicolas Cage film. God, it's hard. What is it, Captain Corelli's Mandolin?
It's a big question. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Definitely Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
I say Susie Q.
I do love Raising Arizona.
I'm always Susie Q.
Susie Q's good.
His hairline was really healthy in that.
It was really healthy.
Yeah.
What happened to that hairline?
Stress.
What happens to all hairlines?
Yeah. Stress.
Stress.
Mortgages.
Losing four castles.
Are you ready to uplevel the awesome in your life? Tune into Lady Balls Radio weekly, where we celebrate fierce women making epic shit happen, like our oh-so-ballsy babe and the Lipstick Lobby founder, Davita Hall. Need inspiration or a loving ass kick to live your most fabulous life? We've got you covered, girl.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.